Enter.
Yes, come in. Close the door behind you. I'm assuming if you're here, then that means you've come back with a damage report. Good. Go on, out with it. As expected. Go on. Not the greatest news, but we have had worse. No, it's to be expected when you have the storms that we have. Have the seas calmed? Good. Then I expect repairs to begin immediately. That will be all. Actually, before you go, come here. No, you've done nothing wrong, yet, that I know of. I want your opinion on these. To be frank, I am able to admit when I've been staring at maps for far too long. All the routes become blurry to me, all looking the same. I would think some fresh eyes are in order. Quit your preening and come look. That's right. Every route, every passage, every port we've passed through in the last 6 months. Well, it would be impressive, but we've run out of places to go. In this area, at least. Where? Which one? Well, technically we could sneak through the channel in the dead of night, but the Imperial blockade has doubled its numbers. Oh, I have no doubt we could have made it 2 months ago. Unfortunately, I have heard that Clayton and his crew chanced that journey about 5 weeks ago. None of them have been heard from since. I have nothing against him in the slightest. That being said, if he was caught or made it through alive, that means the Navy will be on high alert, which ultimately removes the channel from our list of options. Well, such is the life on the seas. Well, I have no doubt that his fate will be revealed to us in some time. But we're not in the position to go looking. No, I think not. Well, with any luck and reason, Clayton would have sunk his own ship before being captured. Though with his brazen attitude, I can't imagine he would have. Oh, of course. That is the reason we keep extra barrels of gunpowder down below. And surrender my ship to the Imperial forces. No. I'll see my ship in pieces at the bottom of the ocean before I ever see it in the hands of the Navy. And I'll shoot every pirate on this crew myself before I let them be dragged off to the gallows. Or worse. Well, I would like to think that would be the standard of every captain. Clearly not. What? Oh. Yes, the locals call it the Cliffs of St. Jean-Luc. No, I had not considered it initially because Look here. They don't show it on the map. However, the entire northern ridge is treacherous, covered in hidden sharp rocks. Well, yes, I do know where they are. I've been through it several times. However, this... Oh, no, no. Continue speaking. You've already interrupted your captain. Might as well get on with it. Stop looking so nervous. Go on. What do you think? Yes. No, no, I'm following. Well, it's risky, but if we were to cut up through here and come at it from the west, we would skip the majority of the rocks. However, just here at the very top, there are... Yes, yes, right here. There are two peaks that stick up out of the water. You can see them just barely at the right tide. However, between them, there's nothing. Well, a naval ship would be too wide, too slow to maneuver through. However, the Danasic is not a naval ship. It would seem I was right. All I needed was fresh eyes. Then we have our heading. Thank you. But that will be all. You're dismissed. You may search through the maps all you like. There you are. Oh, nothing. Nothing. It's just... something I've noticed with you. No, not a bad something. Simply... a habit you've taken up. You always look at the map as if you're trying to memorize it all at once. Like the second you leave, you have to write it all down or else you'll forget. Keeping track of something, are you? I see. It's been nearly a year, you know, since you joined our crew. A whole year since you began your search for Liza Blackthorne. No, I won't discourage you from it. I would say that I am a firm believer that searching for love is a treasure hunt all its own. And I'd be lying if I said I haven't spent some years searching for a certain treasure myself. Oh, well, of course, I found her. When I wasn't even trying, believe it or not. That was years ago now. First time we parted, my gold was tucked away on her ship and my knife was in her back. All while she left me marooned on an island with nothing but a pistol and a fleeting kiss goodbye. Oh, well, I found her plenty of times since then. Almost as many times as she's found me. Oh, what's a few scars between old flames? Keeps things interesting. Well, all that to say, she may find you long before you catch onto her trail yourself. And when that day comes, I hate to say I'll be sad to see you go. Yes, you've proven yourself to be quite the helpful hand on this ship. However will I find another stray with such promise? No, don't be too proud of yourself, stowaway. You still have a lot to learn if your actions on Captain Green's ship is anything to go by. I don't care what her crewmate said or how they looked at you. You're lucky to have only been tossed overboard. Especially while they were still in port. Oh, if you believe that, remind me to tell you exactly how she got the name Gallows Green. Oh, it's quite the tale. Though, to be fair, it is much more entertaining over drinks. Now what did I say about getting too... What in the devil? It would seem the calm seas have brought on another storm. Shall we? You still have that fear in your eyes every time you hear a cannon. I'll tell you what. I would highly recommend that you draw your weapon or walk the plank. Besides, fight today to search tomorrow, all to see your lady fair. And there's the fire I was looking for. After you. Who's back with the land of the living? No, you are not dreaming. And this damn whale better not be a mirage either. Hey! No, stay! Laying down, come on, don't get up so quickly. Your whole damn side is stitched up, and if you break any one of them, I am not putting you back together. Just lie back. All right? You're okay. You're safe. You took the back of a musket to the head. Knocked you clean out. Oh, well, I didn't see it myself, but plenty of your crewmates were talking all about it. I'm sure you put up a damn good fight, but of course you would be in the middle of that mess. You know, I don't know what or who is looking out for you, but you are damn lucky that I just happened to be passing by and noticed whose ship this was. No, you were ambushed. Technically just one ship, but it seems you all were doing repairs whenever they came down on you. To be honest, on any other given day, I may have just let her go on to fight her own battles. However, there's been whispers that she'd taken on a, what do they call it? A rotten little stowaway who'd been looking for me. Well, I don't usually listen to rumors, but curiosity got the better of me, and look who I found. Yeah. It's good to see you too, Sugar. Oh, don't you worry. Captain Avaros is fine. We're escorting the Dynastic to the nearest port. Well, the nearest safe port for repairs. No Navy where we're going. Once we are all set and docked, they can carry on with their repairs as needed, and we will go on our merry way. Did I say me and my crew? No, I said we. Sugar. You didn't think you were the only one looking, did you? Exactly. So what makes you think I would ever put you back on her ship? That's the correct answer. Well, I wouldn't say it was a clean business. Granted, Averroes was quite upset to see you go and was loath to part with you. I don't know what you did for her to get that kind of reaction. And I don't need to know, by the way. All I will say is that she was more than compensated for your absence. That's right, and worth every scrap of gold for it, too. A simple business trade between captains. Oh? And what's got you thinking that? Oh. Sugar, I don't think you understand the position you're now in. I gave up quite a few gold pieces to get you back with me. And now that I have you back, I expect you to work on paying me back every single coin. Oh. Well, you got a wild imagination. Knowing you, I'm sure you'll have plenty of ideas. There's that smile. But all of that can wait for now. You just rest, all right? Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere. Promise.